If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident. That sounded like Johnny Carson, didn't it? I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the diaper line. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the incontinence undergarments. And it gives us a little peek at what's going on with national health. Also, we're going to be talking about heart disease. And we'll see how much time we have left for other things. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous women in uniform, men too. And we're lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face, and I hope you are. Mind the time. It grows short, you know. All right, I did bring the devotional today, and it's from Deuteronomy 33 and Psalms 27. It goes like this. Relax in my everlasting arms. Your weakness is an opportunity to grow strong in awareness of my almighty presence. So when your energy fails you, don't look inward and lament at the lack. Look at to me and my sufficiency and rejoice in my radiant riches that are abundant, available to you. So go gently through your day, leaning on me and enjoying my presence, and thank me for your neediness, which is building trust bonds between us. And if you look back on your journey, you can see that the days of extreme weakness have been some of your most precious times. Memories of these days are richly interwoven with golden strands of my intimate presence. Amen to that. You know, God's wiser than we are. He knows what we need. Rely on that. And seek the Lord's face. That's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the quacker, let's see, France. Oh, France is going to prosecute a drug company for criminal charges. Ooh, yeah, pharmaceutical company kind of knew that they had a drug that would kill people, and they knew it and had it on the market for about 30 years. 2,300 people died, French patients, after they used a drug called Benofluorox, marketed in France under the name Meditor, and it's for diabetes. Anyway, the French government is now pursuing the pharmaceutical giant called Servier at the full extent of the law. It was in the British Medical Journal that criminal charges have been laid against the manufacturer. 14 individuals directly involved in the drug fraud. Right on. Yeah. That's the fraud. That's not a misdemeanor. All right, moving along in the quack report. Chemical surgery. Have you heard about this one? Scientists have used a new technique, first time in human embryos, to change a single letter in the gene code. Researchers in China have used this procedure, and they describe it as chemical surgery, and they say it's to mend harmful mutations in embryos. They said the scientists found that it was possible to repair faulty genes and give rise to repair of a serious blood disorder. It's almost like the DNA code was misspelled, and they correct the spelling is how they're putting it. None of the embryos treated in the experiments were used to produce babies, and that would be illegal in the UK and some other countries. But the work provides, they say, proof that there's this method in genetics now called base editing that can be done chemically as well as with that CRISPR device they've developed. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Organic Trade Commission, all up in arms, is suing the USDA because they refuse to enforce the organic standards. So in January 18, 2017, the U.S. Department of Agriculture published its final ruling on organic livestock and poultry production practices, and it's known as the Organic Animal Welfare Rule. So 14 years of hard work went into that in Congress, and the organic stakeholders, you know, they had all these rules, and they wanted them implemented in a structured way over a five-year period. So when the White House memorandum was published, and just days later, it requested a freeze on all the recently published and pending rules. So this implementation date was extended to May 19th of this year. But then the USDA then pushed that date further back, and now the Organic Trade Commission is suing the regulator for not implementing the new standards. So this rule has been established to provide for humane treatment of the slaughter of certified organic poultry and meat. And while the implementation of organic standards is purely voluntary, they feel it's important because the organic market is very popular and consumers should have some expectation to the labeling on their foods and how it was treated. Okay, and that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the Depends, the all those undergarments that, you know, for incontinence. We're going to talk about that because, you know, that's an indicator. It's one indicator of national health is to check the markets and see if there's, you know, some growth in an industry that manufactures products for medical needs. So a market that is quickly expanding is the disposable diaper industry. So Kimberly Clark has really made a fortune selling disposable baby diapers, you know, they were talking about. Can't even think of the name. Loves and all that other stuff. They advertise the diapers all the time. But now there's this shift, though, and they're selling adult diapers because fewer Americans are having children. So the advertisers are kind of sensitive to the stigma that can come with adults having incontinence and those issues, and then offering maybe direct sales in unmarked packaging for the adult diaper product. The product is also, they've also dropped the diaper description, and it's labeled now as a disposable incontinence brief. And the latest TV and print ads show actually female versions of the briefs having printed designs on them, kind of similar to, you know, regular undergarments. And you may have noticed that, you know, the attitude of physicians as well as the diaper industry is that incontinence is to be expected as adults get older. And it's not if, but when adults become incontinent. That's their attitude towards it. Well, we're going to take a look at this and see what is within our power to avoid or reverse such garment dependency. All right, what's the norm? Well, the diaper industry is making sure, you know, advertising makes adult diapers appear as the new normal. And they're working hard with discreet advertising to remove any embarrassment or stigma to using their product. Now, I half expect, though, a Sesame Street character to soon be wearing a disposable incontinence brief. And because, you know, some of the stuff that they're doing in advertising is kind of over the top. For those on social media, Kimberly Clark has actually started an incontinence awareness charity. Here's a quote from Jay Gottlieb. He's Kimberly Clark's adult care business exec. He says, "We've been trying to make the product more normal and even fun with real people in our ads saying, 'Hey, I have bladder leakage and it's no big deal.'" End of quote. Well, let's look at the market growth because it's kind of a surprise. So, you know, there are serious health problems with regards to incontinence when adult diapers outsell all other household paper products like napkins, paper towels, toilet paper, and paper plates. Now, according to the U.S. Euromonitor International, in 2016, adult diaper sales were $1.8 billion. But they forecast an increase in the adult diapers by 48% to $2.7 billion by the year 2020, so in just 3 years. So when compared to the baby diapers, they say their growth is going to be more like 2.6% growth. So it's, you know, minimal. All right, well, you know, and the reason is, you know, birth rates are falling, but lifespan lengthens, they say. And the disposable diaper manufacturers had to expand to the adult market as the baby care market shrinks a bit. So women in particular are the target for disposable undergarments because more women than men have bladder incontinence, you know, due to childbearing and other reasons. Now, according to the Urology Care Foundation, about 80% of women will have bladder control problems. And the marketing department at Georgetown University reported another angle to the diaper manufacturers is they're using to attract younger people to their products, you know, in their 40s and 50s and even younger than 40. So they want them to wear their products. So they're kind of attracting them to it. So what they're doing is they're hiring celebrities that are basically 10 years younger than their target customer age to wear the undergarments, sometimes outside of their clothes or as the only item from the waist down. I mean, they've gotten hip-hop stars and all kinds of people to wear the undergarments. So the ads are, you know, stating that the attractive people, not just nursing home patients, are wearing their products. So, as disposable undergarments are designed to look like regular underwear, you just may see them, you know, packaged hanging next to the Hanes and the Fruit of the Loom, those products. So they seem to be completely, well, they're competitively priced, so to speak. So like, say, a 10-pack of the disposable undergarments, they cost around $12 for 10 of them. It's about $1.20 a piece. So if you compare that to baby diapers that come in a pack maybe of 44, they're about 18 cents each. So the adult undergarment industry has several styles, such as they have this new activewear line, and that is thinner, less noticeable under the clothes, but they're also less absorbent. According to hygiene research at the Euromonitor, the activewear line does not offer as much protection for those that have serious incontinence, so keep that in mind. So the activewear is for the younger, more active market group. And what customers in their 40s or younger, you may be saying, well, you know, who are they targeting? Who is wearing the active wear line? Well, long distance drivers, people that, you know, drive in trucks, NASCAR drivers, pilots, international pilots, you know, they can't or don't want to get up and interrupt what they're doing to go to the bathroom. Stock exchange employees. Can't go to the potty when stocks are rolling. Also, emergency responders, firefighters, even security detail for, let's say, you know, celebrities and politicians, as well as professional athletes. Yeah, they're kind of wearing the undergarments now. And the more young people are suffering, though, from straight-up incontinence. Recent research shows that young adults in their 20s are also using the incontinence undergarments due to a medical necessity. Conditions that can interfere with normal bladder control are affecting younger adults. So here are some of the reasons they become customers of disposable briefs. Sometimes they have a neurological disorder like MS, Parkinson's, or a stroke, or they have a spinal cord injury, or invasive pelvic surgery has damaged something, and or congenital birth defects. Now, I also have read reports that the Asian youth, they like to wear the disposable underwear because they simply just don't want to take time out of their day to use the bathroom. Yeah, so in China and Japan, the landfills are full of adult diapers, and they outnumber the baby diapers. Yep. Well, let's look at the additional markets here. The adult diaper manufacturers are wanting to tap a larger share of the consumer market, and they introduced in 2016 what is called a bladder support product that is worn internally to prevent bladder leaks rather than absorb them. So it's along the lines of a tampon, and it's inserted like one, and what it's supposed to do is support the urethra to stop the bladder from leaking. So the product is, you know, pushed heavily onto patients with what is called the stress urinary incontinence. You know, the incontinence that occurs when there's a lot of pressure put on the bladder, you know, from like coughing or sneezing or dancing. So the ads for this product are targeting the middle-aged females, and they tell them, hey, you can laugh without leaks. Mm-hmm. Well, then there are some drugs that can also promote incontinence. There are millions of Americans, people worldwide, also using prescriptions and over-the-counter medications that are causing incontinence. So drugs like antidepressants or antihistamines for allergies, decongestants, narcotic painkillers, alpha blockers, sedatives, antipsychotic drugs, loop diuretics, calcium channel blockers, oral estrogens for birth control and menopause, and sleep aids. Now, there's also beverages that we need to be aware of that can encourage incontinence. Beverages that contain caffeine can encourage incontinence or what is called leaky bladder because the caffeine acts like a diuretic. So the University of Alabama study stated that women who drink a lot of caffeine, that's 3 cups of coffee a day, increase their risk of developing incontinence by 70%. Dr. John Gleason stated that caffeine encourages the kidneys to release more water from the bloodstream and causes the bladder to fill up quickly. So here are some beverages containing caffeine that you may drink, especially the younger generation may be drinking. You know, a lot of caffeine that works like a diuretic. Energy drinks. A lot of kids are drinking that stuff. Or iced tea and soda, of course, coffee. And when do you go to Starbucks and you see people have the extra caffeine shots put in their coffee? Mm-hmm. Also, alcohol, very dehydrating effect. And same thing, it takes more fluids out of the bloodstream and you pee more. All right, so let's talk about strengthening the body, because incontinence is not normal, but it has become common. Now, I think I like to strengthen. You know, I like to strengthen instead of chasing symptoms and cleaning up messes. So some lifestyle changes will go a long way to avoid, you know, the foods and the beverages and medications that, you know, thrust us into the incontinence category. Exercise to help strengthen the core is also very beneficial. The pelvic area. I can recommend Miranda Esmond White's classical stretch workout if you're looking for one. That's very good. I would also cleanse the urinary tract and the kidney bladder area about twice a year. So if you're prone to the urinary tract or the bladder infections, well, it's time to consider cleansing. So losing bodily function is a sign of a blockage and a weakness. And these herbal organ cleanses, they're very helpful at addressing this area. So you want to call the experts in organ cleansing. You want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask them about their kidney bladder cleanse kit. That's right. So cleanse, lifestyle adjustment, regular exercise will go a long way for you not having to depend on depends, if you get my meaning. So you can call their toll-free number at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277 for the international. And also their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because you're going to get at the cause, not at the symptom. They have a free product catalog, so at least get that. See what they have. People are amazed. Yeah, I mean, if you're signed up for our newsletters, you would have got this really cool chart about the growth of the undergarment industry, and where, you know, diapers is just like, it's dwarfed in comparison, the baby diapers to the adult diapers. It's, the adult diaper market is the moneymaker for sure. And who would have known, right? Who would have known? Well, you know, and it's not, what they're pushing is, it's not just, it's, they want you use their undergarments for everyday life. It's not just for nursing homes. It's not just for patients there. It's for you. That's the whole gist of it. And, you know, you just got to, you got to be careful, because there's a whole other hygiene thing. One lady put it this way, if you're wearing something that doesn't absorb enough, you can really get a, you know, urinary tract infection from certain things that are there, touching the skin and so forth. So you want to be careful. You want to be very careful. All right, we got a few minutes before we have to take a break. So we're gonna jump start our second topic. We're gonna talk about the heart disease business, because it's huge. It is like, you know, I don't know. I just got an image in my head of the Ghostbusters with the big marshmallow man at the end of their movie. Remember that guy? He was huge. He was like the size of a skyscraper. So the heart business, you know, it's big like that. So if you saw a sign on a building that said heart disease business, what would you think? If you saw a sign like that. Well, most of us are used to seeing signs for cardiology and cardiologists. Blood pressure, get your blood pressures taken here, that kind of stuff. However, cardiologists are in the heart business. Just, you know, this one area of medicine alone costs Americans $444 billion a year. Yep. So in ancient Greece, the physicians that were educating the population how to take better care of their health, well, they did it so well that they nearly put themselves out of business. which is a stark comparison to the billions of heart doctors we have now making all this money, and people aren't any better. Are they real doctors then? The Greeks would say, oh, no. No, no. Heart disease is one of the leading causes of death and is one of healthcare's golden gooses. So the National Conference of State Legislators worked with the CDC's Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program, providing an interactive map, helped provide, you know, national information on heart disease. And it's a disgrace. I mean, to look at our nation, our map, it's sick. We are very sick people. So when you go to the interactive map, you can click on your state, and it's supposed to show you information on heart attacks and strokes in your state. If the interactive map doesn't work, well, that figures, because it's, you know, supported by the CDC. It's a government thing. However, there is a map. If you go to the CDC's website, they do have one. Another one, and you'll notice that the worst areas of the country that have heart disease are typically the southeast and central south sections and parts of our west coast area. So, yeah. So it's like, well, if you were looking at our nation, Texas all the way over to Florida, and midway up and then to the East Coast is almost completely red, meaning heart disease. And then most of California and Nevada are almost completely red. So there you go. That's the map. Oh, portions of Alaska, too. Portions, the upper part, is completely red. Well, it's a sad reality. When we look at this kind of gives us a snapshot of how we're doing. How modern medicine is doing. Not too well. Because people are taking drugs for heart disease and they're still sick people. Take the drug away, they're still sick. They're still sick with the drug, but, you know, it's just lessening their symptoms. Okay, so a week really doesn't go by for me that I don't hear from people wanting something other than the heart drugs or surgery for their disease, heart disease problems. So we have an illness that is so prevalent that it kills millions of Americans. The CDC says 610,000 Americans die each year from heart disease. That's outrageous. That's one out of every four deaths in this country is from heart disease. Really. So we're told that for every $6 we spend on healthcare, $1 is going towards the treatment for heart disease. So we're spending $60 billion on strokes alone. So restructuring healthcare, not going to change that. No, no, no. It's how we're treating everything in medicine. Symptom management, not cool. I see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but we're going to be talking about how we can look at these messages that are coming from healthcare and the drug therapy and kind of weed through this maze and see what we can do about that. Improve our healthcare, especially in the heart area. Because without a healthy heart, what you got? Not much. Not much. You can't really do much. We'll be right back.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make your morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? Come to watch your flowers growing, and if you got no rhymes for me.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about the heart business and modern medicine here in the United States. Here's a quote from the Center for Disease Control. They say, for most people, heart disease and stroke can be prevented through lifestyle and behavior changes. Controlling high blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and diabetes reduces the risk of developing heart disease. So when people eat a healthy diet, are physically active, maintain a healthy weight, and don't smoke or they do quit smoking, they say their risk of heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes and some other cancers are decreased. Center for Disease Control said that. Can't complain with that statement at all. So here are some of the heart facts, though. Your heart is about the size of your fist, and unless it is enlarged with heart disease, that's about the right size it should be. And it should, you know, it shouldn't weigh more than a few pounds. So your heart beats 1,000 times per day, 100,000 times per day, unless you have a regular heartbeat. So your heart pumps about 1 million barrels of blood during your lifetime, unless you develop heart failure. Your heart has its own electrical impulse and can beat on its own unless you have congestive heart failure and you don't have adequate supply of oxygen. Yeah, you got to keep those electrolytes going if you want electrical impulses to the heart. And your heart supplies blood full of nutrition and oxygen to more than 75 trillion cells, unless, of course, your heart is too weak. Your per watts of power, your heart muscle produces more energy than quadriceps. So unless you are inadequate, you don't have enough minerals, including calcium, your muscle, your heart muscle, doesn't have enough energy compared to your quadricep muscle. Now, healthy cardiovascular systems can pump blood around the body in less than 16 seconds, of course, unless you have heart disease. So those are some of the highlight facts of how the heart is working or not. Now, patients are receiving a lot of mixed messages from healthcare providers. Patients are told they can control their risk of disease and reduce the risk of getting disease with healthier living. And patients also hear from their doctors that diet and exercise aren't enough to manage your high blood pressure or your blood clots or your cholesterol level. Many give up and just go on the drug protocol. And when that fails, well, it's usually, you know, it's time for a new heart or, you know, bypass surgery or something else. Well, let's look at this drug therapy for a minute. All right, so I've seen this happen many times. When patients try to manage a disease with drug therapy, only to have the condition become chronic later on. There's this author, I've mentioned him before, he's also a chemist, Shane Ellison. He wrote the book Over the Counter Natural Cures. He was a guest on this show a while back. In his book, he explains in plain language what the heart drugs do to a heart, to the arteries, your veins, your tissues, your cells, causing complete heart and cellular failure down the road. So if you run these drugs for 8, 10, 15 years, you just got a collapse of the cardio system from these drugs. Now, I can recall the interview with him on my show. He said people feel so bad on these medications because literally their cells are falling apart. Now, he should know because he used to work for the pharmaceutical companies. He used to help them make these drugs. So the body cannot live long propped up on these drugs, and it causes, you know, duress, stress on the body, and it just bottoms out after a while. Most people, you know, they don't do their homework on the drugs their doctors are giving them. For, let's say, most of these drugs, I agree with Shane's statement, they lead to congestive heart failure, most of these heart drugs. Okay, well, many of the drugs produce these secondary diseases where you have another loss of function, let's say memory loss, hearing loss, or macular degeneration, something going on that from the drugs creating a secondary disease. Well, and people wait. They wait until it's almost too late to do something. I like to educate people how to protect their health before a problem becomes chronic, preferably. But the longer someone waits and they stay on these drugs, the more dependent the body becomes on them. It gets to the point where they're like crutches propping up the metabolism, and it's very fragile, and you don't want to kick a crutch out. So you can't just stop any of these drugs cold turkey at that point. So it's never advisable to go off the prescribed medicine suddenly or with a real aggressive reduction on your doses. Some people say, well, I'll just take my drug today and skip tomorrow, or I'll just half or quarter it. And no, that's too aggressive of reduction. It's not subtle enough. You got to do it subtly. And while you're doing that, you know, you better think about a strengthener, you know. You got to have something to strengthen the system because, you know, it's needing some strengthening. So the body's going to require a very subtle approach with a strengthening measure. And the process, you know, it could take you a couple of months to do that, to wean off onto something else and get strong. Cardio system weakness, you know, it could take several months. Now, if you've had surgery, I've known people that have had, you know, bypass surgery, and that's very invasive, so it's going to take you even longer to strengthen cardio at that point. But hopefully you don't get to that point. Hopefully, you know, you're taking stock now, and you're thinking to myself, goodness, I don't want to have that problem down the road. Well, now's the time to start thinking about what you should be doing. What I would be doing is all I could say I would do. I mean, I cannot give medical advice. I could just say what I would do if I were in those positions. So if I were to be diagnosed with heart disease, I would go to work on strengthening the cardio. So, for instance, for hypertension, I would go completely vegetarian for the first 30 days and use heart-strengthening herbs, and this will drop the blood pressure naturally. And if I had AFib, the arterial fibrillation arrhythmia, heart flutter thing, I would do the same thing, but then I would add another herb called motherwort that helps with heart flutters. Cayenne and ginger help with blood pressure issues, and I like to use those together. Because ginger helps also the small capillaries get what they need in the blood flow. Now, if I had a stroke or if I was at a stroke risk, I would make sure I had some hawthorn berries with my other cardio drugs. That helps balance fibrinogen protein in the blood to prevent the clots. And if I had congestive heart failure, I would add the system organ cleanses to take a lot of the fluid, the edema, the burden off the heart and lungs and kidneys. And there's some herbs that are natural diuretics. So if you're worried about, I need a diuretic, there are some herbs that work like diuretics. Now, most people don't realize that they can actually do this and be very powerful in the direction of, you know, reversing a weakness. I don't settle for symptom management, that's just not my deal. I don't look at that as healthy, as being healthy or reversing the problem. I like, you know, to get strong and be independent of needing anything down the road, and that's the goal. Even when you use herbs initially to get strong, the idea down the road is not to even have to use them. So taking control of our health and being fully responsible has to be done, and it is work. But it's our responsibility. It's, you know, if I look at mainstream medicine as a lazy man's medicine, I'm just going to let the doctor worry about it, and I'm just going to pop this pill and forget about it. Well, the problem is your doctor's not worrying about it. They're not. They're licensed. They're protected. They've got insurance. They got the law behind them. They're not worried about it. They're not worried. And we just did a show recently, this week, on how people are becoming bankrupt under health care. They're not worried about it. I'm telling you, I used to work in the industry. Let me tell you, doctors are not worried about it. They don't go home worrying about you. Most people, you know, put the responsibility for their health in the hands of their doctor or their pharmacist or the drug companies or their health insurance. So the problem is none of these individuals or corporations take responsibility, they don't really care. And by the time most patients figure that out, well, damage is usually already done. So I like to restore the system. So when the decision is made to restore, it has to come with a commitment. Okay? It can't be willy-nilly. You got to be determined. So grocery shopping is going to change. Meal prep's going to change. Lifestyle's going to change. Eating habits going to change. Activity, regular exercise has got to be there. So your lifestyle's got to change. And if you're going to be using supplements, make sure that they're whole food supplements, not synthetic drugs. So selecting supplements is really also going to be a big game changer for you. So in essence, what you've been taught about taking care of your health is getting a revision. And decide who you want to believe. Do you want to believe the pharmaceutical companies that run the medical schools and pay for the medical journals to promote their drugs and lobby for protective laws so they don't have to be sued and take responsibility? Or are you going to trust your creator who said herbs are here for the service of man? They are meat, means they're strong and powerful, and they're here for the healing of the nations. And I know God can't lie. That's a promise to everybody that wants to believe that. And I, for one, I believe it every day. And I've seen herbs help people. Just, you know, it's a miracle happening. And it's all the Lord's work. He gets the credit every day, all the time. Not me. That'd be the Lord's deal. So, working in medicine, saw some things. Then I had a family member get sick. Medicine couldn't help. Turned to natural herbs. Saw the repair and the improvement and the turnaround and the restoration. And I was astonished. And that's when I said to myself, herbs are the best kept secret. I got to learn more how to do that. And so that's what I did. And that's why I'm talking with you today. So if you want to take the first step, learn how to strengthen, you know, because when you become strong, you're not dependent. When you're dependent on something, you are weak. You become weaker. Drugs create weakness. Weakness leads to failure. Always remember that. Ask yourself, is the protocol you're on going to strengthen you or make you dependent and weak? I mean, you're hostage to the drug company. That's just nerve-wracking to me. I mean, if somebody cuts off the supply, I mean, how many times have you, like, gone to the store and they're not making something that you wanted to get? It can happen at any time. All right, so if you're interested, learn another way to do it. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog, okay? And the number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. You can click on their cardiovascular section and check it out. People write in. Give us feedback. And, you know, if the ancient Greeks can do it, so can you, right? Absolutely. So check out their heart formulas. They have a heart attack pack if you want one on hand just for when seconds count. They have the motherwort, the hawthorn berries. They do have, now, if you need more calcium for strengthening the muscles, and heart is a muscle, and for your immune system function, they do have that as well. They have lots of things. They have the cornucopia of healing over there at thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. If you're on the website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. They are delivered by email, so you have to have email. Sign up for free and get empowering information in your email each and every week. And it's totally free. Awesome stuff. All right. We got a few minutes, so we got some other things here we can chat about. And I think we're going to be talking about overeating, because it's come up a few times this week already with people calling in. And so I thought, well, you know, usually I kind of reserve the overeating thing. I chat with you around the holidays when we tend to stuff ourselves with things we shouldn't. And so, but, you know, we just touch on it today a little bit. Overeating does affect our health in a vast way. About 70% of Americans tend to overeat regularly, okay, not just on the holiday. So a lot of things could be contributing to overeating. It may be, you know, you're upset about something. Some people, you know, they comfort themselves by eating. About 44 diseases are caused by overeating. And it can be fairly simple adjustment to the lifestyle, and we can tamper down the urge to overeat and reduce those risks. So when we make some changes, we can usually, you know, conquer some of these health problems that, you know, tag along when we overeat. So we're going to take a look at what the stimulus could be and the risks and some of the solutions to this overeating problem that your standard doctor can't even resolve. So first, the risks. So when we overeat, we can make our bodies vulnerable to health conditions. Some people don't connect the dots, this is a habit, and it can cause an avalanche of other conditions like, you know, blood pressure problems, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoarthritis, cardiovascular problems, pulmonary problems. Even gallbladder disease and cancer can kind of stem from overeating. So with these secondary conditions, there's also an additional system malfunction that can occur, like kidney disease or vision problems, nerve damage, skin and digestive disorders. So There's a whole lot of areas that can be touched by overeating. So, is it compulsive? Some of the doctors would have you think so. For many, overeating, it can be a compulsive disorder. It is the opposite of anorexia, but it can be linked to bulimia. So you may consider yourself to be an overeater if you are consuming thousands of calories at one sitting consistently. Now, psychologists say that eating disorders are compulsive and often are used to cover up an emotional duress. So in a majority of the cases where the overeating is due to an emotional problem, these issues have to be addressed in order to resolve the eating habit. Now, psychiatrists also state that overeating can be linked with personality disorders, like a bipolar disorder, for instance. But this is not to suggest that all overeaters have a psychological imbalance. So we're not suggesting that. It's just that it plays a part in some cases. Well, what are some other reasons? Well, sometimes we overeat because we're stressed, or we're bored, or we're trying to quit smoking. And sometimes people overeat due to a medication they're on. A lot of people overeat when they smoke marijuana. You know, they get the munchies, they say. Other medical conditions that can prompt us to overeat are the hypothalamus disorder, if we have parasites like tapeworms, if we're taking appetite stimulants, or if we have a case of encephalitis or a brain injury or brain tumor, it can also trigger overeating. So what are some of the meds that are used? Well, sometimes medications can offer side effects for overeating. So medicines like antibiotics, antidepressants, cortisone, medical marijuana, pain drugs, and steroids can make us eat too much. So you also want to avoid diet foods, especially with the artificial sweeteners, as they also promote cravings for sweet carbohydrates. So that's not helpful. And there is some easy access, because people that are struggling to contain their overeating are kind of tempted wherever they go. You know, fast food and convenience stores, they want you to supersize everything. Grocery centers are within just a mile of each direction. And in most cases, overeaters seek out comfort-type foods and are full, they're full of empty calories. So, and they're easy access. They're usually, you know, there's a fast food place on every corner. So you don't want to pay the price of overeating. Poor food decisions can often lead us to overeating and some weight gain, and even if you have no emotional triggers to blame it on. So the unhealthy foods tend to upset the whole system, and they cause distress, because most often after you eat the wrong foods, you kind of feel a little sleepy, a little sluggish, maybe even foggy-headed or bloated, gassy maybe. Other symptoms indicating your body is in imbalance and distress are you may have joint and bone pain after you eat that kind of food. Now, overeaters often have stress in their hips, their knees, and their back, mostly because of the extra weight they're carrying around from overeating. But it's not uncommon to be malnourished as you overeat because you're eating the wrong foods. Unhealthy food choices leave us malnourished, cause secondary diseases. So what science is discovering is that in many instances, there is this loss of magnesium through the urine, often found in type 1 diabetes, and it pushes up the leptin protein and 167 amino acids. And we're told that controlling the lifestyle is easier when we have adequate magnesium, because it supports this link between your brain and a hormone protein called leptin, which controls the eating. It is not a coincidence that a lack of magnesium is also involved in conditions of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, reproductive disorders, immune system malfunction. So you can see that if you're eating foods that lack organic magnesium, it's influencing your chemistry, and that's influencing your eating behavior.
So if you have high leptin levels and low magnesium, you may have these problems, including inflammation. And science thinks that there's a big connection between magnesium and the hormone protein leptin, and is responsible for what they call that syndrome X, where you get excessive fat around the abdomen. So a lot of the foods don't have adequate minerals in them, and we're having to supplement. But I like whole food supplementation because the chemistry's right, rather than having, you know, isolated nutrients sitting around taking a bunch of pills. So when you think supplementation, also think whole food supplementation because the chemistry's balanced, because your magnesium's going to come with boron, and you got to have a balance. So whole foods will have that. Well, you know, often overlooked with overeating is it has a lot of effect on our self-esteem. The mental image that we have, our own self-image, if we've gained weight, we may look heavier. And according to Brown University, they say overeaters can have depression and lack self-confidence. So anxiety manifests also, and then this snowball of avalanche of problems can develop. So correcting the overeating issues tends to resolve a lot of these emotional problems as well. So those two can go hand in hand. So you want to focus on content. So when you eat whole foods, you find that it's easily and quickly to be satisfied. You're not hungry anymore, and you stop eating. Foods dense with nutrition, with natural minerals, including that magnesium, your vitamins and fiber, very satisfying to the body, and it shuts off your hunger mechanism. And you can feel full on less volume, and you can drop the weight. So your organic fruits and vegetables, your whole grains, help everyone to avoid overeating. Now, TV weight loss expert Susan Powder, remember her? She showed everyone how to stop overeating and shed massive unwanted pounds. In the 80s, when she appeared on the Hour magazine show, she came out with all this food on a tray, tray after tray of just, you know, baked potatoes, greens, broccoli. It was huge. It was tray after tray of fruit and vegetables. Baked, and she told the audience, you can eat all this and still lose weight because it's healthy eating. And she was displaying whole foods, not eating processed foods. And not one single prepackaged item or snack product was there on that tray. And she was in direct conflict with many of the weight loss professionals of her day that were writing all these books. So she was what she said gained a lot of weight when she was having children, and she found out how to lose it, and she just stopped eating all the bad stuff, and the weight came off. So, and you can do that too. Now, if you're looking for some organic or organic magnesium, it's in your Celtic sea salt, which is sun-dried. It has your boron with it. You can check that out. Also, it's in the calcium liquid if you're looking for a natural calcium magnesium, boron support. They all go hand in hand. Gentian root is an herb that helps prevent overeating if you take it 30 minutes before you eat, and they have that as well. If you have a little gas and bloating, fennel seed liquid is great. You can check out the digestive aid section. Also, if you have a little bit of anxiety, depression, they have herbs for that too. Valerian root, emotional stress formula. So you have tools that you can use to overcome the eating habits that are making you not feel so great. So a little mindset, get your mind right, get determined, and get some tools that help you out, and you can move mountains. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog and be empowered. That's what it's about. My goodness, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.